Have you ever asked your girlfriend what she wants for dinner only to find after 2 hours you're still starving and haven't picked a place yet? Mm. I've been there, guys. Maybe she has decidophobia. It's not her fault. Maybe we all do. But guys, please help these people. What is decidophobia?
Decidophobia.
Yeah.
I don't know how to introduce this.
Because you can't decide?
I have so many explanations, but what if I made the wrong choice?
Yeah.
What if my definition is not good enough? What if I choose a less important or easy to understand definition? I don't want to bear that responsibility. And that is one sign of decidophobia. That is you avoid making the decision because you don't want to hold that responsibility.
Yeah.
I can tell like you're already a victim of the dysphobia, maybe.
We joke about it in the U.S., guys, and of course, you know, I don't like to stereotype at all, you know, but often there's friends of girlfriend memes. There, yeah. I said it.
Oh.
Girlfriend memes of, like, girls that are like, you know, what do you, the dude from the Notebook's like, what do you want for dinner? And she's like, I don't know. Pulling her hair out, of course, it's like an intense romantic scene. They're fighting. But they put those words there, and it's pretty funny. You know, I giggled. I was like, but, you know, I'd never laugh in front of if I had a girlfriend to something like that.
You're laughing inside of your heart.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that isn't on our research here, ladies, I want to ask you, okay? I've definitely been in those situations where maybe your girlfriend's like, what do you want to do today? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. You know, what do you want to do? And this happens for 5 minutes. Then eventually you're like, well, let's go to the park. No, I don't want to. No, it's kind of hot outside. I don't want to do that. And you're like, okay, well, let's go shopping. Oh, okay. You know, suddenly, like, yeah, I was waiting for you to catch the hints. Then you go shopping. They also ask you, do I look good in this or this? And you're like, well, how about this? They're like, no, not that. And then you're like, okay, well, the other one. No, I don't think so. And then you're like, oh, okay, neither. And then, oh, my God, you obviously don't get this. And guys have to, I feel, on so many levels, deal with this decidophobia. But maybe we have it, too. Paint the picture, ladies.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like that is not a scene when a girlfriend is having decidophobia. The girl is just waiting for you guys to get the hint and provide the perfect choice that we can say yes to. So it's not decidophobia.
Hear that, guys? We need to be mind readers.
A real decidophobia suffering kind of girlfriend would say what you want to do. And when you provide the choice, she will say yes. And that is not even a great sign, because one of the signs decidophobia suffering kind of people would do is to depend on others to make that decision.
Yeah. So, you know, joking aside, I know ladies are just as good as decision makers as men. In fact, I think I have decidophobia. Yeah. But what are some of the other things that maybe people do when they have decidophobia?
They're trying to avoid making any decisions, I have to say. For example, for a time I was studying in Australia, I need to decide what to have for dinner. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah, and, yeah. So I just keep to going the same restaurant and order the same food because I don't want to make any other more decisions. I may think like, oh, if I made a different decision, maybe the other dish is not good as I tried before.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid of making decisions, and it can cause some like anxiety. Yeah.
And also, there are signs like making decisions inspires intense anxiety, and those anxiety may actually interfere with your life. So even though we make jokes and say everybody is suffering from decidophobia because you just really don't know which choice is better, there are actually people suffering from this condition, so that it will make them being really stressed, and it will also sometimes make them feel ill and sick. So that is a real thing.
You know, New Hong Lin, we had talked before the show, and you had said some very inspiring ways, or one specifically that I thought was very cool, of a flipping a coin. Would you go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, the flipping coin thing is not for you to flip a coin and decide, but for you, when the coin is in the air, somehow you have a wish, and your wish is pretty much your decision that you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. Or when the coin is landing, you can see the heads or tails, and you can judge from your emotion when you see that. You can be pretty excited about the result, or you can be disappointed by the result.
Yeah.
That will give you the right choice in your heart that you didn't know.
Yeah, what you really want. Yeah. Wang Shen, do you have any tips for maybe people who suffer from eating at the same restaurant, ordering the same dish?
you have to face it, maybe. And also you can have a boyfriend or a friend who is good at making decisions, so they can make the decision for you.
And yes, and thus the cycle starts.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you have heard of a book. It's like a book of the answers. So in a book, they list lots of answers. All you need to do, close your eyes and speak the question in your heart, and then open the book. It will offer you answer.
Yeah.
And one thing I have to say here is that I hate giving suggestions to people suffering from decidophobia, because no matter what I say, they'll find the ups and downs of it and say, I don't know. I know you're right, but I don't know. It's the worst.
It sounds like there's no hope for us out there. Or is there? I can't decide.
Yeah.
But
maybe they already have an answer in their heart.
Yeah. You know, for me, though, because I think everybody can say they have decidophobia, you know, but we're not psychiatrists. Maybe we just have problems deciding.
Yeah.
But we can make a decision. For me, I feel like I've always asked my dad. And maybe somebody else is that idol or person you can talk to, your mentor. But my dad and me, you know, we come from the same cloth, genes and whatnot. He's kind of similar to me. We've been through a lot of the same things. So maybe he's gotten to this point where he's had to make certain life decisions. And maybe he can help me navigate through all these different decisions that happen through life, because we're kind of similar, right? We're from the same gene pool, Dad. You hear that? We're from the same gene pool, Dad. And, you know, often if I've ever gone through something, I always try to be a good decision maker. You know, you always have to rely on yourself. But for the big ones, I think it's okay to, especially someone like your parents or somebody you look up to, you trust, make sure trust is there, that you are asking them for maybe some advice.
Yes.
Not telling them to make your decision, but helping you make the best decision. Anyways, guys, I have some sad news. It's the end of today's round table.